Iowa assistant football coach LeVar Woods says he's trying to get his players to buy into the importance of special teams. Woods was named the Hawkeyes special teams coordinator in the offseason, adding to his duties as the coach of the tight ends.
There's a sign down there by the locker room that every skill player must attend all special teams meetings. So if you're not an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman and the quarterbacks, or we let those guys go to their meetings, everyone else is in the special teams meeting. We're trying to develop a culture of enthusiasm and understand the importance and the impact of special teams play in a game.
Wood says the Hawkeyes have some holes to fill when it comes to specialists.
We've got to replace three really, really good players from last year. Punter in Ron Caluzzi, who graduated, and then also Desmond King and Riley McCarron, two returners that were very, very good returners, very capable guys. We're working hard to identify those guys and try to develop a good, solid pool with that. Some young guys in the mix, some guys we're still trying to identify with that.
Wood says right now there's nobody on the roster who has returned a kick in college.
We have some young guys in there, Devontae Young, Manny Rugumba, Monty Hooker has shown some good things. And then, you know, some guys that we're still working on. Nick Easley has actually done it in junior college, right? He's flashed a couple things here and there. So we're still working to develop that, but those are some of the names. Guys have been working hard.
The Hawkeyes will take their spring drills on the road when they'll practice at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines tomorrow night. In baseball yesterday, Eduardo Escobar homered and drove in four runs, and Miguel Sano added a bases-loaded triple to lead the Minnesota Twins to a 9-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals Wednesday. Hector Santiago gave up one run and four hits and struck out four in five innings for the Twins. After starting last season 0-9 to set the stage for a miserable 103-loss season, the Twins are 2-0 for the first time since 2007. Ian Kennedy gave up three runs and three hits with five strikeouts and five walks in five innings for Kansas City. Paulo Orlando drove in the only run for the Royals, who walked nine Twins batters on the day. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat Toronto 3-1, Tampa Bay over the New York Yankees 4-1, Cleveland outscored Texas 9-6, Houston over Seattle in 13 innings 5-3. Angels beat Oakland 5-0, Detroit at Chicago was rained out in AL play. In the National League yesterday, the finale of the three-game season opening series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs was postponed yesterday. The Cardinals said that Wednesday afternoon's game was pushed back a day with severe weather forecast expected into the evening yesterday. So those two teams will instead make up the game this afternoon, and we'll have it for you here on the radio. 11:50 this morning will be the start of our broadcast. That's the pregame. And 12:45 is the scheduled first pitch. Cards and the Cubs this afternoon here on the radio. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Washington beat Miami 6-4, Cincinnati down Philadelphia 2-0, Atlanta outlasting the New York Mets in 12 innings 3-1, Milwaukee beat Colorado 6-1, Arizona downing San Francisco 8-6, and the LA Dodgers beat San Diego by a final of 3-1. In interleague play, it was Boston in 12 innings 3-0 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. In basketball news, Creighton center Justin Patton is declaring for the NBA draft, and he plans to sign with an agent, meaning he will forfeit his final three seasons of college eligibility. Creighton announced Patton's decision Wednesday night. A news conference is scheduled for today. The 7-foot Patton was the Big East freshman of the year after averaging 13 points, 6 rebounds, and almost a block and a half per game. He shot 67.6% from the floor to lead the conference and ranked second in the nation. Patton said in a statement he made the decision after much deliberation with his family and the coaching staff. Southern California men's basketball coach Andy Enfield has received a contract extension through the 2023 season. Enfield has led the Trojans to the last two NCAA tournaments and won a school record 26 games this past season. USC also advanced to the Sweet 16 last month. Patrick Ewing says it's great to be back at Georgetown as its basketball coach in hopes of creating a new era, 33 years after leading the school to a national championship as a shot-blocking center. This is Ewing's first head coaching job at any level after 15 years as an assistant coach in the NBA. In the National Hockey League last night, just two games on the ice, Buffalo beat Montreal 2-1. It was Washington over the New York Rangers 2-0. Some news off the ice, though, too. The Pittsburgh Penguins have been dealt a blow as they try to win their second consecutive Stanley Cup. Defenseman Chris Letang will undergo season-ending surgery to repair a herniated disc in his neck. The three-time All-Star is expected to need 4 to 6 months to recover. Letang had 5 goals and 29 assists in 41 games this season for the Pens. Russia is hoping to take advantage of the NHL's decision to skip the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. The Russian Hockey Federation says it will try to keep KHL players from leaving for North America and attempt to bring NHL free agents back this summer. Such contracts would allow Russian players to play in the Olympics, although agent Jay Grossman doesn't believe the enticement will persuade many players to leave the NHL this summer. The list of pending unrestricted free agents included Andrei Markov and Alexander Radulov of the Canadiens. In the NBA last night, it was Miami over Charlotte, 112-99. Toronto beat Detroit, 105-102. Oklahoma City, winner over Memphis, 103-100. It was Houston over Denver, 110-104. Cleveland topping Boston, 114-91. The LA Lakers beat San Antonio, 102-95. Golden State over Phoenix, 120-111. And it was the LA Clippers over Dallas by a final of 112-101. Well, Wednesday was supposed to be the final practice round at the Masters, but the biggest news coming out of Augusta had to do with the world's number one golfer. Dustin Johnson was trying to stay immobile on Wednesday after taking a serious fall down a staircase at the home that he's renting during the Masters. His agent said Johnson landed very hard on his lower back and was treating it with ice and medication. Johnson is scheduled to tee off with the last group today. One betting house immediately dropped the odds of Johnson winning from 11-2 to a share of the top billing at 7-1 with Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. The final Masters practice was suspended early yesterday afternoon with severe storms bearing down on Augusta National. The weather washed out the popular par 3 contest 2 days after the course was forced to close because of heavy rains. Fans were ordered to leave the course as a line of dangerous storms and the threat of tornadoes swept across the deep south. Now, the forecast is more promising through the rest of the week, though high winds today and Friday could make the playing conditions a little bit more challenging at Augusta National. Tournament is underway. In fact, the conditions look pretty nice this morning as they had the honorary tee shots to open up the tournament. It was a very nice moment this morning as Arnold Palmer's widow was introduced to the crowd. They left an empty chair on the first tee and draped Arnold's green jacket over that chair. And it watched over the festivities this morning after a moment of silence as both Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player hit the traditional honorary opening tee shots to begin the Masters event this morning. That is our check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.